The holidays are just a memory for most of America, but on Capitol Hill, the new economic stimulus bill is a gift that keeps on giving for lobbyists in search of tax breaks for their clients, NPR's Peter Overby reports.
This might not be exactly the national consensus, but corporate America feels that Washington owes it some tax breaks. This year, the only way to get a tax break may be to add it into the economic stimulus bill.
This is the vehicle, and we don't really have another choice.
Dan Danner lobbies for the National Federation of Independent Business.
If you want to stand up for the constituency whom you represent, then this is the opportunity to do that.
The NFIB is feeling lucky. It wants what's called an expensing provision, a boost in the amount that a small business can write off immediately on its taxes for buying new equipment.
Hopefully, we're debating just what level and for how long, but there's general agreement that this is a good thing.
Lobbyists have waited 2 years for this. In 2001, when the administration and Congress cut taxes for individuals, they told business to wait for a second tax bill. That bill never came. This time around, the business groups won't be put off, and they have an ally in House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. The White House wants to cap the tax cuts at $670 billion. And at a press conference, House Speaker Dennis Hastert accepted the cap.
You know, the president set the limit, and I think that's what we're going to work for.
But then DeLay leaned over to the microphones and contradicted him.
I see the president's package as a floor, not a ceiling.
To translate DeLay's statement, the Congressional Tax Cut Shop is open for business. Jade West is with the National Association of Wholesaler Distributors.
By and large, if I'm a tax lobbyist or an association lobbyist and my business wants a provision, as long as it has a revenue impact, the odds are pretty good that I would be able to get it considered, presuming I find a House member or senator willing to offer it.
So lobbyists are shopping for helpful lawmakers, horses they call them, to carry their pet amendments as riders. Insurance companies want to extend a pair of temporary tax breaks. They say the taxes in question are outmoded as the industry has evolved. The break is worth at least $500 million to the industry. And then there's TechNet, the lobbying arm of the high-tech industry, which wants a break from taxes on foreign cash. Rick White, a former congressman who's now president of TechNet, says the tax on bringing such cash into the U.S. is punitive.
If we could have a holiday or a reduction of that tax, we probably could bring a bunch of money back that would, create jobs and investment in the U.S.
Not everyone wants to see 1,000 tax cuts bloom. An umbrella group called the Tax Relief Coalition is working with the White House to keep amendments off the bill. Again, Jade West at the Wholesaler Distributors.
We talk to them. We get their talking points. We share our material with them. When we need information, we've set up briefings. We've had two of them now. And as we get down the road, well down the road, months down the road, we'll work with them on identifying House members and senators who need information that we can get to them, and we'll work the votes.
But other legions of lobbyists will be working the votes, too. The most common prediction is for a feeding frenzy, just like the glory days of the early 1980s, when dapper lobbyists clogged the hallway outside the tax hearings, and they called it Gucci Gulch. Peter Overby, NPR News, The Capitol.